Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATACP. Live.
Live. Yeah, that's what they tell me. They tell me it's real live.
How we do it in the music business, man. You know, we keep working until we say, oh, I got to be on the radio show. My man, T-A-Z. So certainly wouldn't miss this. And hello to your listeners. And, brother, thank you so much for having me on your show.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you had hit me up here on a Blog Talk, matter of fact, and I went to the website, RedeemSoul.com, and I listened to a few songs, and I ran and told my wife, we got to get this.
That's right.
We got to get this right here. So she ordered it for me, and I listened to it, and I'm loving it, man. Neo soul, almost, you know, like on the break of that new soul, and it sounds very, very hot. Describe the concept and how you decided to come up with a gospel CD like this.
Well, brother, RedeemedSoul.com, RedeemedSoul.com, that's our label, and we are an urban soul gospel music and inspirational music label based in Indianapolis, Indiana, and our musical style, you nailed it. Your listeners will be able to hear neo soul music, some R&B grooves, some real earthy soul music. Musically, that's what you hear on all of our musical projects. Lyrically, though, is that we certainly want to promote, you know, the gospel message and promote inspirational lyrics so that people, you know, will know how to deal with the challenges that we all face day in and day out, and people will receive encouragement and inspiration to keep on keeping on. But we are definitely, our musical niche is the urban soul inspirational and gospel music genres. That's what RedeemedSoul.com is all about, brother.
Hey, like I said, when I went there and I heard a couple of snippets of the songs, I was like, man, I gotta have it, because I love music too. And I love all types of music. And I definitely, you know, I was raised in a church. My daddy's a preacher, so you know I listen to gospel music all the time.
Absolutely. You didn't have a choice, brother.
And we listen to, you know, the old gospel that I grew up on. And I was always liking the new stuff that was out. I mean, contemporary to us back then was Andre Crouch, you know.
Yeah.
And they was talking about him not really being down with the church because of the music he's doing. But I know it says in Psalms 150, since I redid that song, it says praise him with everything. And the way you want to praise him, as long as you're praising God. So, I mean, it doesn't matter what genre you're in.
That's it, brother. I mean, you said a whole lot that I'm sure that you can devote a whole show to, brother. You're absolutely right, man. There, you know, we're all so different, and God is so creative. He's the most creative. He is the creator, and you know, He's made us differently, and we all have different likes and dislikes, and you know, and so it's good to have a whole lot of different flavors. And certainly we, you know, are supporting the cause of Jesus Christ through our lyrics and through, you know, the performances of the artists affiliated with RedeemSoul.com. And I definitely encourage your listening audience to come to our website, RedeemSoul.com. That's R-E-D as in David, E-E-M-E-D, S as in Sam, O-U-L.com. And get a little flavor of this album, The New Soul.
You also got thenewsoul.com as well, too?
Yes, yes, yes. That's like another way to find us. The album,
cool.
Our debut album is called The New Soul, T-H-E-N-E-W-S-O-U-L. And so we said, let's create a website with the name of the album, The New Soul, and then, of course, the label is called RedeemSoul.com. We want to make certain that everybody knows that we are a soul gospel label. And so soul is very much part of us in our music, man.
Now, you had various artists, I guess the artists that are affiliated with Redeemed Soul. Can you explain to us who they are and actually what they, you know, contribute to Redeemed Soul?
Absolutely, brother. You're right. When we put this record together, man, I took the voices of the people affiliated with our label, our signed artists, and, you know, those artists are Lana Hardin. She's a neo-soul inspirational artist, and the guy that, I tell you what, your listeners are going to be hearing a lot about this next brother. His name is Frank Cole. Frank Cole. He's a soul gospel artist. And so we had, you know, these two artists, but at the same time, you know, when I put together the record, I wanted to give other independent artists an opportunity to be featured and get exposure. You know, on the independent tip, man, you don't get too many breaks, man. And so I'm a nice guy. That's what I want your listeners to know. I'm a nice guy. And so I extended an opportunity to other artists who are not affiliated with our label to be featured as part of the New Soul. And I tell you, man, you put these voices together with the songs and the music production, it really turned out to be an award-winning album because the New Soul, we actually picked up an award, brother. We actually received the Best Compilation Album of the Year as part of the 2007 InSound Music Awards, which is a group that recognizes the top independent inspirational and gospel artists and records that come out. And so we put together the right music, the right songs, the right artists, and the right producers, and that's what's found in the New Soul, man. But yeah, we wanted to feature our artists and then also feature some other unsigned artists, too, to give them an opportunity to get their music heard.
Well, I picked out three songs. I should have got with you to ask what songs you wanted to play, but I picked out three that I was digging.
Oh,
and the first one I want to play is Echoes from Heaven. Can you tell me, you know, about the singer and the writer of the song?
Yes. Echoes from Heaven is a beautiful R&B inspirational ballad that's performed and actually written by Denise Tishner. Denise Tishner, an incredible vocalist who resides actually here in Indianapolis, Indiana. And this song is especially, brother, for any of your listening audience who's lost a loved one, whether it's a parent or a cousin, a significant other, or just a best friend. And Echoes from Heaven clearly speaks about that relationship, about missing that lost loved one, but where you can go to comfort. Echoes from Heaven by Denise Tishner.
Mm-hmm. day when you went away. He came and took you home. I feel so alone. Now I understand the things that can be taken. No, I don't believe my heart was made for breaking. But living life without you is not what I wanna do. I traded everything just to feel one more touch from you. I feel scars by my side. Hear you late at night, softly in my ear, saying it's gonna be alright. Oh, when I hear you say we're done, my child is lying. When I hear your name, it makes me smile, it's lying. Through my test and trial, my ups and downs, it spoke to me and brought me out. When I hear your name, it's like echoes from heaven now. Oh yeah, echoes from heaven now. Sometimes it's hard to call. Being so distant, it drains the way things change in just a distance. To hear your laugh, to see your smile, I wish I could press rewind so you can be next to me and just put your hand in mine. But I know I've got to just accept the way things are. If love keeps you near, even though we're far apart, when I'm missing you, Jesus comes to my rescue. He brightens up. He makes me feel brand new.
Was Echoes from Heaven. I like that song, man. I like that song a lot, David.
Yeah, man, that's a beautiful song, man. I tell you, that hits the spot, and we've all gone through losses, you know, no matter who you are, you know, what income bracket you're in, where you live, whatever. So everybody can relate to that song, and that's, again, Echoes from Heaven, performed by Denise Tishner and featured on the New Soul album.
We got a caller on the line. Caller, state your name. Welcome to ATAZP Live. And we got David Taylor in the house.
Hello, David. This is AC, good friend of TAZ's.
What's up, AC?
All right, how you guys doing tonight?
Doing cool, brother. What's up?
Oh, man, I just happened to tune in, man. I just left the TAZ zone, and I had a couple of calls I had to make and thought I would call in just to, you know, charm in on the show and see how everybody's doing.
You like? Did you catch the end of that song, man?
Yes, I did, and I like that. I like that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man.
Nice.
I'm trying to tell you, man, I was telling him about your album, David.
Yeah.
And I was telling him about you.
Exactly. He has been, you know, telling us, you know, when I say us, I'm speaking as in co-workers and friends. He's been, you know, putting the word out about you.
Hey, man, that's hot, man. That's a good look, man. It's a good look.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, David, with your artists now, are you going to develop them where they have their own projects by themselves out as well?
Absolutely, man. No doubt. No doubt about it. Certainly, we're continuing to put a lot of effort into promoting, you know, the new soul, our first album. And again, you know, TAZ brother, I appreciate you having me on the show. But right now, we're already beginning to work on some other projects. Like I mentioned, Frank Cole, this is an incredible brother, man. I'm telling you, man, this dude, he can really sing, y'all. He can really sing. Well, we're actually already going through the process right now of selecting some songs for Frank. He's a songwriter himself. And, you know, so we've been listening to a lot of material up to this point, and we've got a whole lot of other material to listen to. And he's actually going to start going into the studio the end of April. And we anticipate that we'll be able to release, you know, his project, his solo project. Maybe we can get it in by the end of this year, but more realistically, it'll probably come at the top of 2009. But, you know, the first single from his upcoming a solo project, and this is Frank Cole. I think we've already identified that song, and that song will actually, we think, will drop sometime in the summer. It's going to be a
cool
hot dance number, so we think that song is going to drop in the summer. So look out, be on the lookout for Frank Cole from Frank Cole on the RedeemSoul.com label.
Not only, David, are you the executive producer, but you wrote a couple of songs on here too, didn't you? You ain't trying to tell us nothing, but I'm gonna put you on blast. He wrote a couple of songs on here too.
Hey, man, you know what, man? Like I said once before, on the independent tip, you know, you sometimes find yourself wearing so many different hats. And actually, I am a songwriter, and that's really one of the reasons why I started RedeemSoul.com, because of my love for music. Brother, we got that in common, man. I listen to everything.
Everything.
I love music, man. I love music. Of course, my preference is gospel and inspirational music. And
right.
Yeah, I try to write a little bit, but it's because of my love for music and my love for independent artists, man, artists who just want to be heard, brother, you know, that fortunately God allowed me to be able to, you know, step out by faith and start RedeemSoul.com, and I brought some of my own stack of songs with me, brother.
I'm going to tell you right now, though, by you being a songwriter, I know you had to go in the studio and actually tell the artist how you wanted sung, right?
You know what, brother? You know what? That's funny.
You know what I'm getting ready to put you on the spot about, man. You know, right?
Well,
you know what I'm getting ready to say, right? Hey, Al. Hey, AC. You know what I'm getting ready to say.
Yeah.
It's time for you, right?
Hold on, bro. Let me get some clarification. Actually, you know, bros, this may surprise you. You know what I chose to do? I really chose to stay away from the studio when they were recording, honestly.
Can I get hear it in your voice? How are you making me sick?
No,
I should be talking about, this show should be, hey, David, what about your new CD? Your new CD. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Actually, man, you know, I tell you, man, you know, I decided to stay away. I decided to stay away, man, you know, and I left, man. I put the project and my artist with capable producers, man, seriously.
Right.
Barris Bolton out of Chicago, He's been affiliated with Bad Boy Production, and I know that he's doing some stuff with Tyrese right now. And so he worked with Lana Hardin, and then the song Echoes from Heaven, performed by Denise Tishner, that your listeners just heard. That was actually performed by Roger Ryan, a producer out of Nashville, who's worked with some heavy people in the industry, including Shirley Caesar, and then he went out on tour as a music director for Winona Judd. So I put the project and put my artists in the hands of some capable producers who know what they're doing, man. And what I did is I decided to just stay away, sent my flowers and my cards to the artists and was a cheerleader on the sidelines, so to speak. But they really gave me and gave the label and gave themselves and gave your listening audience some great music, man, some great music.
Well, David don't know, he going to sing for me on one of my gospel CDs.
Hey,
amen. I'm going to send him a beat, and he just worked with
me.
It. I just want him to work with it all by himself. I'm serious. I mean, I know with your love for music, and you wrote a couple of these joints on here, I was like to myself, I'm sure he can sing.
You know what? It's funny, man. If my daughter, we're around right now, she'll probably give the sales pitch that I need to be singing. But, brother, you know what, man? I can hum a little bit. No lie. But that's the reason why you have artists. See, I'm one of these brothers that like to be in the background, man. I'm in the background.
Right.
You're going to be in the back of your own album. I'm telling you right now.
If you're going to give me some fat beats like you're known for, brother, then give me
some. I'm going to give you some fat beats. I'm getting ready to send him some. I got his email address. I'm on MP3. I'm gonna say, how you feel about this, man? You
can
put it down.
That's hot, man. That's hot, man. But for right now, man, if I can get your listeners just to come check us out, man, and feel our music at RedeemSoul.com, I'll be happy, brother.
RedeemSoul.com.
That's it. RedeemSoul.com. That's where it's at, man. So they can hear the new soul.
The next song I'm gonna play is "Your Love Is So Good to Me." I want David to talk about that one too.
That song is another, great song. Has a very nice live R&B groove. People in the UK are really loving that song. Got some R&B stations in the UK that are spinning that song. It's actually performed by June Long, and this song was written by a couple of songwriters, Antonio Filon and Todd Collins out of Nashville. Man, those dudes have already established themselves as bona fide songwriters, in this music business game. And this song was actually produced by Noel Hall, and I'm sure that your listeners are familiar with Fred Hammond. Noel Hall used to be Fred's right-hand man for years,
right,
when Fred really made his breakthrough from Commission. And so Your Love Is So Good to Me, another hot R&B up-tempo song performed by June Long and featured on the new
from above.
By June Long.
Yep.
This is ATAZP Live with your host TAZ on the line, Davis, Taylor, and AC. And we got another caller, 281. Welcome to ATAZP Live. This is TAZ.
What up, this ooh-wee?
Ooh-wee. Hold on a second. We finish it up with David Taylor. Meet David Taylor. And also meet AC. They're on the line as well.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Right.
That's a group out of Houston, Texas, who I'm going to interview in a few. David, give us one more time your information. You can be reached. Like I said, I was loving the music when I had the CD, and I was like, man, this dude, I'm glad he hit me up because I would have probably never found him unless I just ran into the music somewhere.
That's
so give us all your information where people can hit you up and also purchase the CD.
Absolutely. They can purchase it online at iTunes, Napster. We're on all of the major internet online stores and in some select stores around the country, Christian and gospel music stores around the country. But you can definitely find the New Soul album at our official website, RedeemedSoul.com. That's RedeemedSoul.com. And actually right now, TAZ, we got a special on this 15-track award-winning album, The New Soul. It's available now for only $7, $7 plus shipping and handling. We've had such an amazing response around the country that we just want to get it in the hands of as many people as we possibly can. So thank you, everybody, for your support. TAZ, brother, thank you, man.
And whenever you got something new coming out, come back in, and believe me, I'm going to get you a beat.
Absolutely, man. Give me a beat, man. Give me a beat. We're going back to Janet Jackson. Give me a beat. But that's
hey,
it,
David.
Man. New Soul, man. It's got some hot tracks, man, and your listeners should definitely feel us, vibe with the music, and check out RedeemedSoul.com, RedeemedSoul.com. The New Soul is hot, y'all.
Thank you, David. Thank you so much. Ooh-wee!
What up? Hey.
Hey, you like that name, AC? You like that name, ooh-wee?
Ooh-wee. Let me ask TAZ real quick. Is David still online?
David is gone.
Okay, all right. What I wanted to ask was, where is he located? Where
he's in Indianapolis.
Oh, he's in Indianapolis. Okay, okay.
Yeah. Right. Now, okay. We is down in Houston, Texas, way down CEO. I talked to them before on my other show at atazp.com, and I'm friends with Thaddeus, and I met him at the Atlantis Music Conference last year when I went to the music conference, and we hung out that whole weekend, and real good people. I wanted to give him a shot. I wanted him to be part of the show, and what y'all got going on? I mean, go on and say everybody's name, say what you do for the group, and just pass it through.
Okay, well, this is Chanso, and I'm the singer of the group.
This is Chaz, and I'm the rapper/singer, songwriter. We do it all.
All right, then.
This is Nana. I'm a singer and a rapper also.
Okay.
And together we are. Ooh-wee.
Well, have y'all been performing anywhere down there in Texas? I'm sure y'all been doing something, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, just last week we did our high school talent show, and we performed at Sharpstown Mall. And next Saturday we're going to be at Urban Zone performing March 6th in a talent show. So we're looking forward to that.
That's cool, because I was reading in the booklet that Thaddeus was passing out at the conference that y'all had, well, let me see, I'm looking at the page now, that y'all had did a lot of different things. I'm reading where Chaz had performed Mouth of Babes in 2005.
Yeah.
First place hip-hop category, winner at the 2005 Z Roller Rink American Idol. 2006 In the School Jam, 2007 B Aware Jam.
Yeah.
y'all do a whole lot of things up in here.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Sound like those young ladies are pretty busy there, TAC.
they real busy, man.
Yeah.
Chaz, she said do it all now. Songwriter, singer, rapper. Now, who's doing the production as far as the beats is concerned?
Well, our producer is Black, and, you know, he does most of our tracks, and so that's who keeps it hot for us.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, I think I sent y'all some beats, and we're going to have to go on to discuss that so we can get y'all singing on some of the TAZ's beats, too, as well.
Okay, yeah.
The first song I want to play, and I'm looking, because Thaddeus sent like two of them, and I took one off of Chaz's CD, which I got when I met him at the Atlantis Music Conference. I'm looking, let me see. New to this.
Oh.
Y'all want to describe it and introduce it?
Yes, okay. well... Chaz met me, this is Chanso, and, you know, she found out that I could sing, so we decided to get on a track together. So we just sat in the house and wrote to it, and it became hot, one of our singles, and, yeah, that's how it happened.
This is New to This on ATAZP Live with Ooh We in the House and AC on the line.
Get to you, you thought you had it going on. Now we got you feeling blue. Yep, we do all day, every day. People trying to jock us cause they know we well on our way. On this stage we never play something like a ball game. Chest up or back, so you better move up out the way. All you haters mad, that's truly sad. I'll make it up to you, here goes an autograph. So, so clean, so, so mean, chest broke or so supreme. Make your body rock, we won't stop till we reach the top. Not like your average girl, they're just gonna find out. So keep my knees up out your mouth if y'all don't know what we about.
No, we're not true to this, yes, we stay true to this. See how we're doing this, using chopping through it. Now everybody going off, chit-chatting, running miles, but they don't know about the south. So what are me and Chad about? No, we're not true to this, yes, we stay true to this.
So we gon' do what we do. Make them tracks black on black, tryna make that money set. Fresh and clean on the scene, we don't know just how to act. But that is gon' then bring it back. We gon' get our time to shine. Bring Chance and Lee back on the beat. Now let her break it one time.
Girl, Chance and Lee,
from the song, but sometimes we just write something and we make a beat.
watch it. But most of the time, we already have beats made for us to hear so we can, you know, write off of what
so
we
you
buy.
Can write off of it. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Because I know when I was poor, when I was y'all age, I was poor, and I didn't have no beat. My beat was my hand against the kitchen table, you know. So I had to write the poor man's way. AC, you still there? AC, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, baby. I'm still here. I'm just, you know, I'm amazed. You know, I don't know the age of these young women, but I think that's it's a beautiful thing, man. You know, that's my thing. It's a beautiful thing the way they, you know, come together and not. And I wanted to ask, is there ever a time where you guys' egos may clash with each other? You know, or do you guys manage to, you know, not even, you know, go that route, you know?
Well, yeah, no, we never had really gotten to any conflict or arguments. We pretty much compromise with each other.
Right.
And we stay humble. We got to stay humble at all times.
Well, that was my next thing. I was going to give you that advice to say, you know, you see so many R&B and gospel groups that break up because of egos.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel that if my opinion on that is that if it's working with you all together, true enough, you know, you may be able to branch out on your own and make your own money. But, hey, if it's working with you being together, try and stay together, you know. And there are going to come times where, you know, you're going to seem like, hey, you know, this one here, this person may want to do it this way, this person may want to do it that way. Hey, sometimes you have to, you know, bend. Somebody's got to be the big one to step back and say, okay, let's do it your way, and let's try it your way.
Yeah.
And then, you know. And
everybody can't be Beyonce in the group.
Yeah, we know that.
Right, exactly. And basically,
yeah.
That's all I'm trying to say, is that, you know, but your music, it sounds great. Sounds good.
Thank you. You tried.
Sounds really nice.
Thank you.
What we're going to do is play Take You Away. Anybody want to describe what that's about and introduce it to the people?
Yes, Take You Away. You know, that's a song for, you know, the young people who like to go party. You know, you get caught up in the music sometimes. You don't even know where you at. You just feeling the place, you feeling the vibe. So Take You Away is just getting caught up in the music, getting caught up in the moment and doing your thing. So this is Take You Away.
Let the beat take you away. Made me.
can go, but you can't throw a party. No, the dance face.
Away by Ooh Wee.
Ooh
Wee. AC.
Go ahead, KJ. I'm listening, man.
They took me away.
Yeah, I was gonna say, man. That's pretty nice. And so, who was the a writer for that one?
All of us contributed that. Chesney laid down the hook, and all of us we combined our thoughts to make up the verses.
Okay. That's beautiful. Now let me ask, are you guys, what did you say you guys' schedule was as far as the performing? You guys, you ran that down just a minute.
Well, the next performance we'll be doing is at Sharptown Mall in Urban Zone. It's going to be March the 8th, next Saturday. So if anybody listens from H-Town, come and check us out because we will hold it down for you.
Yeah.
From 3 to 6.
Also, tell the people exactly where they can get in touch with y'all online, your MySpace, and if you have the website, too.
Yes, if you want to hit us up, you can catch us at www.myspace/OOWE, that is OOWWBONB. So that's our MySpace, and also we have that BONBRhymesENT.com. BONBRhymesENT.com. So check us out and let us know how you feeling.
Well, it was a pleasure having you young ladies on the show. And like I told y'all before, you know, always keep it positive and real. And keep grinding. Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see y'all on TV. Wait a minute. I know them. You know what I'm saying? So keep doing y'all thing.
Yes, thank you. We will. Thank you.
You got anything to say to them?
Before
I just
want to
tell them, you know. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Before we go, we'd like to leave the audience with a little something. This will be on our next album, self-entitled album, Ooh Wee. So we're just going to leave y'all with this little bit.
Double O, W, double E, Ooh Wee. Looking for the sweetest hit. Well, we got the recipe. Been patient waiting for someone to show you. So we gon' show you how. We gon' break it down. We gon' break it down.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Hey, Al, they should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man. Hey,
hey.
You bring them back live, baby.
Yeah. Next time y'all come back, y'all better have a whole song a cappella, for real. I ain't even going to start the interview. I'm going to say, who is it? Ooh, we. Okay, y'all know what to do now. I'm sitting back. I'm for real now. I'm for real than a heart attack. So next time y'all come through, have a whole song a cappella. Man, that sounds good, didn't it, Al?
Hey, that was.
And that thing was laid out too. I was all smiles over here, man. I'm like, man, they came through on that.
I thought, what's the group, I'm trying to think, not Sister Sledge, but what's the name of the group that used to be together with the sisters?
Supremes?
No, come on up some.
I don't know where you at, dog.
Yeah,
they were all sisters.
That, man. Weren't they sisters?
He's trying to get it, y'all.
The three sisters. It was three sisters, or cousins, or something.
The Porter sisters.
Invo. I thought Invo was singing, man.
It was a man. I thought it was a man's choir. But I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too. Thanks.
And thanks for coming. Hopefully, I'll be down in Houston to meet each and everybody out of the group, and we can talk some ballistics about doing some music for real, and just good old fellowship. And smack Thaddeus in the head for me.
Well,
all right. Thank you, Uwe.
Thank you.
Big Al.
Hey, talk to me, T.A.G.
Man, it was a good show tonight.
Yes, it was, man. Yes, it was.
David and Uwe put it down for real.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. And it was a pleasure for me to speak with David due to the fact that, you know, you've been promoting him so much. And I must say it was a fulfilling interview, should I say, with David.
What I'm going to do is just let the people know exactly who they're listening to. Check this out.
Yeah. Yeah, we representing WATACP. Yeah. Check it out, y'all. Yo, back when I was younger, for knowledge I thirsted and hunger, would suck it up like a plunger, but yet and still I would wonder, when people holler in their minds, are they thinking dollars is like rocking a sore throat, yeah, it's hard to swallow as a brain power weakened mind decreased, I'm thinking on shrill chatter, president's deceased, but somehow we need to move just a little higher, looking at our desires and somehow get inspired, and the reason that I'm even here today is cause I had a couple things I wanted to say, like for real, if you wanna open your mind and be free, listen to WATAZP with my man Taz and DJ Stroke, cracking a couple of jokes and rocking mad music, poking fun in all the people that they wanna, because you know that we are really gonna have fun, couple of laughs, some good times, the way that I come through and drop rhymes, people be looking at me cause I don't smoke lines, I don't snort lines, I keep it true, I'm about to do this in a freestyle type of mode, but yeah, and still I don't rock platinum or gold, I just got a nice watch and a wristband, and that's all I really need, man, is little love, you know what I'm saying, spread the love, spread the love, now I'm saying, yeah, spread the love, yep, all up in the place to be, WATAZP, y'all.
That was J Boogie, J Bug, my cousin, putting it down on the drop for ATAZP. You feeling that one out?
Yes, I'm feeling that one real deep, man. That was real. That was.
Wait a minute, we got another caller on the line. Let me answer this. 281.
Yeah. We just chilling, checking in on the show.
Oh, okay, then. I just want to make sure. What I'm going to do right now, we got 6 minutes, and the show go off of the feed line, but if you're online on the telephone, we always do the after the show thing. So what I'm going to do is play one of these beats that I just did 2 days ago, and it's for the Ron L. T.A.Z. CD that's coming out probably, I want to say, after Memorial Day, because we got to record it that weekend, 14 tracks like we always do for a whole weekend and just put it down. So this is Beat 829, and after the beat, we'll be into the after show, and I'm going to play one more song by me and Miss V. I don't think Al ever heard this. Here's 829 right here, the beat.
Thank you.
Yeah. What's up, Al?
Hey, man, that's tight there, man. I like that. I'm digging that one, bro.
Yeah, I did that the other day. We in the after show right now where people hear back on the replay when they go to ATAZP on Blog Talk Radio. This last song that I'm going to play is Me and Miss V.
Who was that doing the hook? That was Miss B doing the hook?
No, that's computer generated, baby.
Yeah.
I can make the computer sing all night. If I want to.
Yeah, that's all right, then.
Sometimes I'll put the hook in from the computer and make it say what it wants to. I had it saying T-A-Z one time. T-A-Z and Lightyear. This dude named Shamar that runs Lightyear Production down here in Atlanta. Me and him did a song together, and I had it going T-A-Z, Lightyear. But it didn't have nothing called light, but it had a word bright, and I made bright kind of sound like light. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So if you really listen real close, it was saying Brightyear, but it sounded like Lightyear. But this song I wrote, of course, and did the beat, of course. Miss V is in it. It's called Some Way. I don't think you ever heard this song. This is on ATAZP Live after the show, of course. And me and Al give our final goodbyes. I want to say thanks to Uwe and thanks to David Taylor for being on this show. This is Some Way by me and Miss V.
Kitchen table, legs in the air, yelling at my able. I was stronger, tried to hurt that ass. We had to stop, cause we cracked the glass. Knowing that it was strictly freaking, nosy neighbors, so we were creeping. Late at night and in the parking lot, desire running wild cause you were hot. Bounce that ass in your black dress, make it all wet and what a mess. Every time I'm around, yeah, I make your day. The girl in my sight somehow, some way.
Some way, somehow, I need to be with my baby. Some way, somehow, I've got to be with my man.
Some Way by T.A.G. and Miss V. How you feeling that one?
Yeah, I'm feeling that, man. I like that. I like that.
I know you hadn't heard that.
I hadn't heard that. You hadn't let me hear that one yet.
Man, there's a whole like 55 albums you ain't heard. There's a whole lot of albums you ain't heard though.
Yeah. But I'm digging that one.
I appreciate you coming on, man.
Hey, man. Wasn't no problem, baby. Wasn't no problem. I told you, you know, hey, I'm here.
I appreciate you coming on, dog. You like the Ed McMahon right there.
Exactly.
Well,
it's a beautiful thing, TAZ. You know how I put it down, man. But I appreciate you allowing me to, you know, to charm in and to become more enlightening to your guests.
Because there's a lot of folks I do know, and I'm booked up all the way to April, bro. All the way up to April, dog. I mean, there are so many people that I know and so many people that I've done the show with on my other show that I got to get on this show and let people hear because, you know, I listen to music and talk to people around the United States that do music. You know what I'm saying? And I talk to these cats like, you know, I have them on my speed dial like, yo, what up? You know, I'm trying to get Dave Stewart in here next week. Next week I got the Saint and Miss Jazz. Miss Jazz, the Keith and them was talking about.
Yeah.
I met her at the music conference last year. Saint I met online and he's jamming. Caucasian brother that's putting it down. Then on the 13th got Queen Aisha, my friend, the comedian that was in the Vagina Monologues that I went to in D.C.
Right.
Then that next week, I ain't doing Nathan because it's my anniversary. Then on the 27th, I'm going to play Beats for Sale show. In other words, I got a lot of friends that just do beats on MySpace. I'm going to get their joints and play them on the show and give them love so they can get some hits on their site. On April 1st, I got Mac, your boy Mac.
Yeah.
And Greg Hester, a Caucasian brother that sung and wrote a couple songs, wrote a song for James Brown, was friends with James Brown, contributed to the James Brown tribute CD. He sung with the Neville Brothers a couple weeks ago, called me from Nashville, told me he was in the studio with them. We're getting ready to record the song for the tribute album to James Brown. And he wrote a song for the Nappy Roots tribute song to James Brown. And he also been in the entertainment business for 20 years. On April 10th, me and my nephew, Mr. Bugs, who's got the Mr. Bugs show on Blog Talk Radio, we're doing a Z-Bass in Charge. I'm going to break down the whole presidential CD, the first one, that I'm writing a play for, and basically tell a little story to each song. We're going to go through the whole CD for 2 hours and tell a story between the songs to connect the dots, really, so to speak. When you listen to the CD, it tells a story. I'm going to tell you what I was thinking and how I'm going to put this play together when I write this play. On the 17th of April, we got When Did Jehoism Stop? Part 2. My boy from Alaska, Keith Bacon, who was a big hoe along with me during the time we was up there, we going to talk for 2 hours about hoism and how we were. And it's going to be an enlightening and crazy show because we talked the other day and we just kept on talking. I said, hey, man. He said, I was listening to the whole show and I was falling out. I said, why? Because you won just like me. And now we decided to do the show. And on the 24th, as far as I got to, of April, we're doing No Spins show number 4, volume 4, where I play songs that get no spins on the radio but get much love up in here on ATAZP. And it'll be co-hosted by You can come in if you want to, but if we just zapping through some songs, and then we're going to talk about them for a whole second and zap right back into some songs. I'm trying to play 18 tracks in 2 hours. Last time I played like 24 by myself. And guest host again, my nephew, Mr. Bugs, on that show.
Okay, okay.
But you might want to be in on the one in May, at the end of May. Me and Cafe, she's down here in Atlanta. She also got a show on Blog Talk as well, and she's going to co-host it with me in May, and it's going to be pretty good. And then I'll probably, if she's listening, don't nobody tell her, and if she's listening, she needs to turn off her stream right now. But we're going to ordain her in the UBC, which is the Urban Committee, and that's what I'm going to leave you with, and we're going to sign out the Urban Committee drop for all the shows that's on a Blog Talk that we put together. There's six shows, really. Instead of doing that Urban Committee drop, I'm going to do the Chi-Town drop, where we just had put Chi-Town in the Urban Committee, and that gives you the idea of all the shows that's concerned with the Urban Committee on Blog Talk Radio. Again, Al, thanks for coming in. After I play this blog drop, I'm going to be out.
All right, brother. I appreciate you for allowing me to be on the show tonight, man. I appreciate it, man.
It's all good, man. It's all good.
All right, much
you're welcome anytime. You got a seat in the house anytime.
Man, I sure appreciate it, man.
Here's the Chi-Town drop with all the rest of the Urban Committee. And one day we're going to get everybody from the Urban Committee to come on the show. I don't know how we're going to do this, but we're going to gather that one up. I'm going to have to talk to everybody. We got to do it one time. Here we go. ATAZP Live is out after this.
The Urban Committee now welcomes Chi-Town's finest on behalf of Miss Kitty TV Networks, the Heart of Love Show, the Mr. Bug Show, ATAZP Live with Cleo Jones, and Partners in Crime. Welcome to the Urban Committee on Blog Talk Radio, better known as the UBC. Chi-Town's finest is now in the house. Blog Talk Radio Urban Committee Live with Cleo Jones.
Getting ready to start happening. Make sure you stay in tune. Keep, you know, coming back on my page or go to my website, www.cleojones.com, to see what's going on with me.
Miss Kitty TV Networks.
That I've never really done before. As most of you know, I do bring exposure to artists and entrepreneurs. So I have a lot of music artists on my show that I've interviewed. But I heard a rumor that there was a fight going on, a hot fight going on in about a week or so.
Partners in Crime.
Happy Sabbath. This is your boy, Don Q Citizen. Got my main man chilling to the right. Brother Saku, you there with me, bro?
What's up, folks? This is Brother Saku calling from Beantown. And Don Q's calling from Hot Atlanta. And you are where you are. Now you are where we are. Because we're all partners in crime.
G-Right and ATAZP Live, baby.
Yo. That was G Wright and TAZ, along with Ron L, on the Grab a Mic remix. Right now, I'm going to go to the line, because I think I got Greg Wright, G Wright, on the line.
G Wright, hit it right.
Z-Talk, baby. Z-Talk.
This is G-Rice from the Heart of Love Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio.
You're already pumping yourself up.
The Mr. Bugs Show.
Check out Peace Be Still's book, for real.
Yeah, yeah, you're going to have to get with her. I'm going to have to get with her so I can get you, because you got to read it online.
Oh, okay, okay.
And I think they're developing a website for it, too. And I interviewed her on my ATAZP.com show. But I'm going to do it again on this one. It's been a quick hour, and thank the Lord, no more mistakes here. You know,
it gives my sass when you do it live.
The Blog Talk Radio Urban Committee.